This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is, I'm going to tell you an American story. It's just cool. Started 40 years ago at a kitchen table. Something was put together there. Four decades pass. Still, the business is run by that family that was at the kitchen table. More generations have come on board with it. They make the prettiest leather holster that I have ever seen in my life. And their motto is, we didn't create concealment, but we did perfect it. Joining me for the first time, they've been advertising here for a while, but joining me for the first time, from DeSantis Holsters is Gene and Chad DeSantis. Good evening, fellas.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
Tell me about DeSantis, if you would, Gene. I don't know what the 40-year-old holster would look like compared to today's holsters, but your holsters are two things. Whenever I see them sitting on a wall, you know, when I'm at an NRA show or SHOT Show, I just wish I had all the guns they would fit because I just stick them all in my pack. I mean, they're just that pretty. How did you come up with that sort of shape and mold? Where did that come from?
Well, that's something I sort of popularized over the years. But let me correct you. We started actually 47 years ago, unofficially, and 45 years ago, officially.
Well, then, Chad, you need to fix your website. Because I was trying to seem like I knew what I was talking about here. And, okay, so I stand corrected. But that's even better. I mean, 47 years ago, I was 9. No. 11. I was 11 years old when you started.
So, well, I was only 6, but it was a good hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Now, your holsters, in addition to being some of the most aesthetically pleasing just to look at, in addition to being one that really retains the holster and everything, a lot of people in law enforcement and military use your holster because it is an outside-the-waistband holster. In a lot of cases, it just really hugs the body, isn't it?
It is, yeah. In fact, have they changed over the years? Not all that much. We got in 4 holsters from somebody, I think on Long Island, actually, and they needed a couple of snaps repaired, things like that. And I couldn't believe these things. Over 40 years old, they looked like they could have been made yesterday.
And they were yours.
Yes, they were.
Hey, okay. Well, that's sort of a thing, isn't it? I mean, is it safe to call these things like heirloom pieces? Or are they just going to last that long?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you a quick story. I was at an IACP, that's the Police Chiefs Convention International. Oh, it must have been 5, 6, 7 years ago, something like that, when a friend of mine came up to the booth and wanted to say hello. And the first thing he did after shaking my hand and saying hello was, he says, Gene, look at this. And he picks up his pant leg on his left leg, and lo and behold, it was the very first ankle holster I had ever made. It was well over 36, 38 years at that time. And he was still using it. So my response to him at the time is, Vinny, you got to get a new one here or there. I mean, you know, you can't be going with this old stuff. I still have two kids in college, and I got to pay my bills.
Don't you
so
just they, hate
you know,
it?
There's no planned obsolescence. They do last. And by the way, I mean, our Kydex line is probably about the best made Kydex product in this country, maybe on the planet. We've been doing it a long, long time. When they first came out with barcode scanners, I was making break front Kydex holsters for Symbol Technologies. They're the ones who make all the Motorola scanners.
You operate in New York.
We do. And, you know, like Frank Sinatra said, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Well, that's good. As a gun company, but not necessarily making guns, does New York State sort of leave you alone? Or do they pay you a little bit of attention? Or
thank God for small miracles. They leave us alone. Because,
that's good.
You know, we are licensed firearms dealers only so we can have access to all the new guns when they, you know, as soon as they come out. In fact, we have access to them long before they come out, but we need that license to, you know, get them in and out of the factory.
So besides the fact of the new materials and the new technique and all the other stuff that comes along, really 47 years, 45 years, it's really sort of in the same place, the same way. You still build them in the same place. You still ship them from the same place. Although I'm sure that how many you've got to have thousands of dealers.
Well, we actually sell more through our distribution to the big distributors, and
right.
They get them out to all the dealers.
Right.
But we've got a lot of dealer direct as well.
And then, now, Chad, you're the second generation?
Yes, sir.
I can tell, you know, Gene, Chad is polite to a fault. I mean, I walk up on him and I see him at a show. And he serves me so much. I know I'm older than he is. And apparently I'm older than you too, Gene. But whatever it is, I know I'm older than he is. And he just keeps on reminding me of it. But at the same time, will there be another? I'm going to presume there's going to be another DeSantis generation coming behind that will take this at some point.
Well, my older brother already has three kids. So, and the oldest is 5 years old now. So, you know, eventually he'll be working that with us.
Well, we're about to come to the first break. Gene, when we get back from the first break, if we would, I would like to find out from you what was the thing that made you think, you know, I want to be a holster maker.
Okay.
Simply because, and the reason I want to ask you that is because your holsters remind me of some of the more, they're just so well done. I mean, there's leather holsters out there, and I'm not going to name any names, but there's a lot of leather holsters out there that are functional, right? And then there's leather holsters that you just look at it, and you know the gun's just going to go in there and just go thunk. And it's just going to sit there, and you may have a snap to hold it in there. Maybe you don't, but you know it's just going to stay.
We've gotten very good at it over the years.
Yeah, no doubt about that, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some other things. For those that have never been to your website, as we get ready to go away, Chad, would you tell them how to find DeSantis?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to DeSantisHolster.com
or just Holster.com.
That's the ad copy that we're playing right now, Holster.com. If you hear it at Holster.com, you can go there.
Press on it because that will go to one of my competitors. That'll actually tell you how long we've been in the game with the websites and the Internet. We were able to get that. Should I chose to do it and I didn't know better way back in the day, I could have had both holster and holsters. I could have had almost anything I wanted. We were so early with it.
But you just would have cornered the market, Gene. I mean, what's the fun of that? What's the fun of that? We're gonna be right back. We're talking to Gene and Chad DeSantis from DeSantisHolsters.com. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Gene and Chad DeSantis of DeSantisHolster.com. Gene, what was it, 72? You just decided one day, I guess, that what was the precursor to you making a leather holster?
All right, I'll give you a little background. Having spent 3-plus years with the military, I got out and I went right back into school as an engineer student. And my last 2 years of engineering studies, I met up with a friend of mine, a lifelong friend almost now, who was at the time an FBI agent. And he knew I used to tinker a little bit with the leather. It was nothing new. I mean, way back in the day, I made myself little transistor radio cases, things like that. And he knew I was a tinkerer. And at the time, he said, if you can make some holsters to my specs, the way we want them, I could sell them to the guys in the office. So that was good. I mean, it supplemented my my then income, which was very little. My wife was working, but I did make a few holsters every week for the FBI and in New York City and any of their associates. You know, they work with the state police and other agencies and local police as well. So the few pieces I was able to make really got out there to the right people. And it was one of my last courses I remember taking at school was an engineering economics course. And, you know, just learning a little more about economics, it started to make a lot more sense to me that as long as my wife was working and providing us enough money to get by with, here's an opportunity, because I saw it as a little niche to be filled. There were very few holster companies at the time. There were only maybe 6 or 7, maybe 8, that had recognized names. And I saw it as an opportunity. So I decided, rather than go into an engineering office and work there, and at the time, in 1974, there were limited jobs in the engineering field. So I gave it a shot, and for the first 4 years of business, my accountant kept on telling me, don't give up your main education. This is not working so well, but, you know, I kept at it, and little by little, I learned better ways to do things, and I made a go of it, and I'm glad I did. My avocation became my vocation, and it's worked out quite well.
Now, let me ask you a question, and I always wonder about this sometimes. Now, the 70s, the prevalent handgun was a revolver.
2.5 A-frame.
Yeah. And see, this is, you're leading right up to the thing I'm talking about. So the prevalent gun, the prevalent type of gun was a revolver. Somewhere in the mid-80s, when the military started considering, well, what are we going to place the 1911 with? We came out with the Wonder Nines, which were the various double stack magazine pistols. And then in very short, and I don't know how short an order it was, but from 85 into the 90s, the segue began from revolvers to semi-autos. Now, when that happens for a holster maker, do you get caught with a whole bunch of stuff sitting there, or are you pretty much just cutting them as the need arises and you've got that kind of process handling? And, you know, I'm pretty sure back in those days you didn't have quite the distributor network that you have now, so you had a smaller network. How did that work out for you?
It worked out fine, with the exception of a few pieces like holsters that we had made for the Colt Double Eagle. I don't know if you remember that thing or not. We could suckle quite a few of those.
I could shoot a Colt Double Eagle like nobody's business, let me tell you. I never expected that one to go and come and go as fast as it did.
It sure did, and it caught us with our pants down. I know I had a box full of inventory for the Colt Double Eagle that we eventually threw away.
For those of you unfamiliar, when everybody was Colt decided one day they were going to go double action, single action, with their 1911 frame, and they made something called the Double Eagle, which I thought shot beautifully. I guess it was maybe, you think maybe they put it out there to compete with the 4506 that Smith and Wesson had come out?
Well, they were really sitting on their laurels. They just didn't move fast enough with the autoloaders, and they lost their edge.
So
way back in the day, I mean, it was either for like the cops at NYPD, they had a choice of Colt, Smith, or Ruger. Those were their guns, and you know what? Colt got a small piece of the action. Smith got the lion's share, and Ruger took some as well.
Right.
But when the autoloaders came in, Smith jumped right on it with the 39 and the 59 series guns, the 9mm, and Colt just sat there, did nothing. So shame on them.
Didn't they still have military contracts back then?
Yeah, but I mean that only took them so far. I think the unions eventually killed them.
Well, I look at some of these companies nowadays, and the ones that have military contracts, they seem to want to just fill those military contracts. They don't really foster the civilian market that much, and then one day they don't have it anymore. And then I'm just sort of sitting around going, I'm sure FN is sitting around wondering right now why the FN handgun is not the handgun of choice. So, in the military. So I just look at some of that stuff. I find that very interesting. Now, And I tell this, we're going to get into this in the next segment. We've got the next segment coming up. One thing that you are showing me is that I've mentioned this to Chad before, a holster maker probably knows better than some of the gun makers what the most popular guns are in the United States at any given time, don't they?
Oh, we do, of course.
Yeah. So I think I made the comparison to Chad of it being a phone cover. The phone cover companies, they know which is the one that's going to be the one, like Apple. Every time Apple's coming out with a new phone, the first ones that know about it are the phone cover guys. But we're coming up on the next break. If you are looking for what they do, if you want to see their line of products, go to DeSantis Holster, singular.com, or holster.com. And go see what they got.
You got that.
Send Chad some business. Chad's sitting there all the time. He just got nothing to do. Make him busy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Feast on recoil and a ravenous performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. Before the vote, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, what was the holdup in the first place?
Got behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
The bill did pass the House and Senate on a bipartisan basis. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street ahead of President Trump meeting with the Chinese president at the G20 summit. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 10 points to close at 26,527. The NASDAQ gained 58 to 79,68. And the S&P was up 11 to close at 29,25. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I need to explain something to you, because that was a two-part joke, see, because I told everybody to do something so Chad would have something to do. I saw Chad in April, at the end of April, in Indianapolis. And when I saw him there, I said, listen, let me give you a call because I need to have you guys on the show. I got Chad on the phone last week. It took me May and most of June to get Chad on the phone. Chad, how many different, it's different than when your dad was doing it in the 70s, because now you probably have a lot more popular gun brands to deal with now. There's a bigger section of guns out there. There's more semi-autos that people are using. There's, you know, SIG, CZ, Glock, Smith & Wesson, you know, just all kinds of them out there.
Oh, absolutely. I think I counted maybe a couple months ago, and I think we were having about 500, 550 different guns that we make holsters for.
On a constant rotating basis.
Yeah.
Is it when – now, I don't – at SHOT Show, do you guys get advance warning of what's coming out?
We'll get a good advance. You know, each company is different, so – you know, some of them will give us 4 months. You know, then there's the guys who are like, oh, hey, by the way, you know, we're coming out with this in 2 weeks. What do you got? But, you know, most companies are good, and they'll give us enough advance notice so that they know that, you know, if they're going to be selling a gun, somebody's going to need a holster for it.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because, like, a new gun will come out, And like when the SIG P320 came out, they shipped it with a horrendous holster. And I couldn't find anything else for it. And I've got this, what I thought was a very nice gun. And I finally had to put a piece of string through the trigger guard and carry it around my neck like I was Tuco from Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And I would think, wouldn't it behoove them, I mean, to let the holster makers know that we've got this gun coming out. Here's the dimensions. Let me send you a blank. Could you have some holsters ready to go so that we could have something? Does anybody ever call you up to partner with you or try to give you enough advanced notice that this is going to be out and it's going to need holsters?
We had that little Mossberg 9mm they're producing now a year in advance of their releasing it. So when that gun was finally released, we had 15 different model holsters, something like that, ready and in production.
But don't you have to sort of weigh that with the idea of the Colt Double Eagles of the world?
We've become very good judges of what's going to sell and what's not.
So the world has changed a little bit. It seems like everybody and there's lots of people got out there when Kydex came out. And they go out and get their press and they make their own holsters and everything else. And
you can see it all on YouTube. Back in the day, there was no such thing. We had to learn by making mistakes. My first press was an old wine press, and we cranked it down with a big long broom handle.
Tell me how you came out with this molded look on the leather.
That was an early thing. I mean, I think we were one of the very earliest ones to mass produce a high quality molded part, molded finished holster. And gradually everybody else picked up on that. But when I started, it was just, there were just so few people in the business. Now there are literally hundreds of them. And we only made holsters. We only needed about six different guns to cover most of the market at that time.
What is your how big is the wall that has all the blank guns on it?
Oh, there's not a wall. There are racks from floor to ceiling. What are they, 8 feet? 8 feet high? Oh, more than that. Maybe 10 feet high. You got to get up on a ladder to use the rolling ladder to get to the top shelves. And the wall must be about 60 feet long, something like that.
When you start making a holster for a new gun, right? Or if you've been making a holster like the Smith & Wessons when they were just double digits before they went to triple digits and then they went to quadruple digits, when it was just the 39 and all those out there, at what point do you say to yourself, okay, I'm discontinuing that holster because nobody's buying the gun. All the guns that are out there are in pawn shops, and this is not a new gun, and I've got to make this decision now because I got to devote the resources elsewhere.
Oh, we just run the numbers every year. If something's not selling, it gets closed out. Then it becomes a special order item. Not like we throw out any of the tooling. We always have the capability of making all our old stuff. I mean,
right.
Recently we just made some museum pieces for the U.S. Secret Service that we do like tons and tons of business with. And it was to resurrect something that we made for their Uzis back in the early 80s. We don't throw out the tooling. We keep that as long as possible.
Now, along the way, though, the types of holsters began to change. It went from most everybody wearing it on the belt, which you guys, I don't know how many loops you put on there, but you put multiple loops on there to where if you want to go flat or change the cant on it, you have that option. But
yes.
For the military went from... when I was in the military, my secondary weapon, my .45 ACP, I ran that on a tanker's holster in front of my chest. And then I look up one day now in the modern military, and they're all wearing drop rigs on their thighs, which right. I think you guys make one of those, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah. The holster maker has got to be, you guys have got to be really agile in the gun industry, don't you?
But we respond very quickly.
You'd have to. You would have to. I mean, what was it? The Remington R51. Do you guys remember that gun? That was one of the new guns that came out in the last two or three years, and it just fell flat on its face. I don't know of anybody that owns one or is actually selling one right now. And I'm sure there was a lot of hype coming out when that gun was about to come to market. And that had to be hitting you guys. You had to be hearing about it.
We're going to be stuck with very, very few holsters for the R51.
No more double eagles for you, huh?
No more.
Hey, that's just smart. I had completely forgotten about the double eagle. But I always thought that was a good gun. But that's all beside the point. So, coming up on the last break on the hour, I want to look to the future, because I'm sure now there have been enough changes in the market for you. And I want to look to what Chad sees in the future. I want to look to what you see in the future. For those of you that are interested in a holster from the company that did not create concealability, but they did perfect it, you can go to, where's my website now? You can go to DeSantisHolster.com or holster.com, singular. They got their website when they were the only ones out there that mattered. Probably still the same way today. Singular. Check them out. Holster.com or DeSantisHolster.com. Go check out the leather. Is just the prettiest thing you've ever seen in your life. My guests are Gene and Chad DeSantis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Gene and Chad DeSantis. This was actually, I mean, it's a family-run business, and I offered Chad the first hour of the show to come in and talk about it and get it over with and be done with it, but they were having dinner. Family dinner. So, you know what? I dig a family business. I think that is the backbone of America today. This is the old-fashioned family business, which still works good today. So, gentlemen, what do you see as the trend right now as far as the holsters you're pushing out there? I mean, it seems like everybody's moving to try to move to the smallest gun they can possibly crush a 9mm round into. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have, you know, first you had Smith & Wesson coming out with the Shield, which was hugely popular. We each, me, my brother, my dad, we each own one. Then eventually you'll have the Glock 43, the Walther PPS, the Springfield XDS, and especially now the SIG 365. You know, people just want, you know, concealment and the most rounds possible for as small as you can get.
Do you think that's going to be a lasting trend? I mean, has that ever happened before? Have we ever tried to go to the smallest thing we could find?
If it fits in your pocket, it's going to be well received.
Yeah, I would imagine that's. I would imagine there have been trends going up and down on that one. But I mean, nowadays there's so like in the 70s, if you were carrying a 1911, you were probably either carrying a Colt or a Springfield, correct?
Yeah, more than likely it would have been a Colt.
And if for revolvers, most of them were Colt and Smith & Wesson. And nowadays, everybody comes out, everybody's got a compact gun, they've got a subcompact gun. So, I mean,
you know where all of this compact started, don't you?
No, sir, I do not. Please tell me.
Way back in the day when Smith & Wesson came out with their Model 39, there were custom makers out there that were chopping those things down and armament systems and procedures, seven trees actually, when they started. They cut down the 39 to make it the size of one of the compact guns that they would, that they, I think they stopped producing them now, like the 469 series. They took the big gun, and they created a demand for the smaller guns.
Right.
And then there was another company that did it, Devel. DEVEL. They actually did something very similar to what Seven Trees did. They chopped down the 39, and I think they did some 59s as well. Back in the day, I made holsters for them. In fact, I had their numbers, number one and number two guns. Wish I would have held them. They would have been worth a lot of money today. But yeah, they started that trend. And way, way, way back, I actually had, this is going back in the early 70s, I had a Colt. I don't know if it started out as a 1911 or if as a commander, but it was chopped down to the size of an officer's model, and it had a double action on it by Seacamp.
I remember Seacamp. I was going to ask you if the Smith & Wesson, did you ever see any Asps across?
Yeah.
I remember the Asp. I remember those being cut down. I remember thinking that that was just the coolest gun I'd ever seen because it was so small, but...
And they had those slick grips on them where you could actually see how many rounds were in your magazine.
They had, yeah, they had a cut in the middle of them, didn't they? Yeah.
They had a plastic window in
there.
These guys are the ones that actually created the demand for these small guns. And they got smaller and smaller and smaller over the years.
I just got this thing about my, you know, if I'm out and I'm carrying a concealed weapon, if I am only carrying the one gun with me, it just makes me feel like I'm doing the wrong thing if I go with one of these 8-rounders or a 6-rounder. 8-rounders at 8, I think that's where I draw the line, because M&P Shield comes with 8-round magazines, but know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Now it's got, I believe, a 12-round magazine. And it's a pocket gun. Put it right in one of our pocket holsters.
The other thing that you are the originator of, from my understanding, is you're the originator of the fanny pack or the crossbody bag or whatever you want to call it that was designed to carry a gun securely.
Back in 1989, it came out with that.
Yeah. You call it the gunny sack?
Yeah, we're still gunny sack, yeah. In fact, we still make them, and... way back in the day, we licensed all our competitors to make them, and I collected royalties for 20 years. It was great. We'd sell them a license, and then they'd pay me monthly on royalties. It was a beautiful thing.
It sounds like a very beautiful thing. That's why I've got to get me a gunny sack, because I'm about to get back on the bicycle. And
I was at a police and security show yesterday in Atlantic City. And one of the guys that came over was wearing one of my originals. I don't know if that was from 1989 or a later model, but it was the original style that we made back in 89. And I talked with him for a while. In fact, they wanted to take pictures with me, which I was happy to do. And he's still using that same old gunny sack. I got such a charge out of that. I really did.
Well, that's really the problem, though, isn't it, Gene? I mean, you're just so good at what you do that you're sort of, without that planned obsolescence.
Exactly.
Without that planned obsolescence, you're going to see those things. But, I mean, I don't know. That's still got to be sort of cool for you.
It is. I still love the business.
Oh. So, Chad...
returned the holster that he wore. He was a Secret Service agent, and he wore that from the time he went in the, I think right around 1980 or so, or 79, and he wore that up until the time they were transitioned to SIG 228s, I guess they were.
Right.
And that holster I got back, it was single-stitched, and it was one of our speed scabbards, which he wore every day that he worked for that entire period. And I refreshed it a little bit, and I got the biggest kick out of seeing it. That was one of my early horsehide holsters, which, you know, it's a great material, but it's not so good in production. If you're going to do production, it's not really suitable. But for making one-up custom things, it's a great material to use.
Well,
this thing after 40 years, it still looks like friggin' new. I can't believe it.
We got about a minute and 20 seconds left, so I need to tell you this before you go. See,
go ahead.
When I was a kid and I was just getting into shooting in the late 70s, I used to look in gun magazines after you came out, and I would see your holsters. And that was always like one of those things. I mean, where I, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, you were out there. I could see you like in Guns and Ammo and stuff like that.
Right.
But I thought that was just the wildest thing to see and everything. And I always wanted one of those for one of my guns. And when it popped up that you guys would be coming on board with Lock and Load, that was sort of like a bucket list thing, Gene, for me. That's sort of like a bucket list thing for me. So I'm going to be getting in touch with Chad. We're going to start doing some reviewing of your stuff and everything. For those of you, before we go away, if you are interested in it, you can go to DeSantisHolster.com or Holster.com. See their entire line. You don't have to worry about giving Chad something to do. Chad's got plenty to do all the time. Guys, thanks very much for joining me this evening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.